So, Jeff, for listeners out there who think that marching bands just aren't their style, there is the opposite side of the musical spectrum this weekend, and that's that it's a big weekend for the Boston Symphony Orchestra and an even bigger weekend for the BSO's conductor, James Levine. Tell us why this is such a big deal for him.
Well, I mean, he came back last week after months off stage due to injury, and we saw that he can conduct and conduct really well. But, you know, a lot of people said, hey, let's see what happens when he gets into the season with the, you know, the physical challenges. Well, you know, this weekend is going to present perhaps the most challenging of all, which is this October 9th program that he's doing, where he's going to conduct an opera at the Met in the afternoon on Saturday. Then he's going to hop on a plane and he's going to come to Symphony Hall and he's going to conduct Mahler's Second, which is not exactly like, you know, light music, you know,
and grueling for a guy that even like that, unlike Levine, doesn't, you know, a guy like Levine who has back problems. So even a young, healthy, you know, person without that is going to have a tough time pulling that off.
I mean, I'm not like the youngest guy, but I'm a lot younger than he is, and I got to say, I would not be excited about this schedule. You know,
Jeff Edgers and Michael May. Besides marching bands, there will also be flamenco in Davis Square this weekend. That's the flamenco guitarist Juanito Pascual. He'll be performing at the Somerville Theater on Saturday. Is flamenco something that appeals to you, Jeff?
Well, I'm trying to think of a polite way to say that. I mean, I was watching that clip, and he's very talented. He looks kind of like Yanni. Those are two things that are in his favor. And, you know, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I mean, but I would go see that and listen to it, you know?
Jeff, it turns out that Michael May, who's here with us, is and who's the Honk Festival participant, went to school with Juanito Pascual. And Michael, it turns out that Juanito Pascual is not the name he was born with. Is it true that you call him John?
Yeah. Yes, I know him as John Gordon.
John Gordon?
John Gordon! Yeah. This is terrible.
How did John Gordon become Juanito Pascual?
I think he came to it really naturally. He spent years in Spain, and everyone called him Juanito. And he's Jewish. I actually know him from an Orthodox Jewish school that we both went to. I mean, I remember being on the school bus with him when we were 10 years old, and we're dreaming up our first heavy metal band, and we'd practice our, you know, air guitar and synchronicity.
And so, Michael, I'm not sure you're authorized to tell this story.
I've been wondering that as I'm talking. So, anyways, it's been amazing to watch a virtuoso just grow up, you know?
Sure. Different kind of music. One theater district show in town this weekend that seems to be getting a lot of attention is Rock of Ages. So imagine a musical based on this.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world.
Yes, that is Journey. And obviously, this is an 80s music show. There's bands like Pat Benatar, Whitesnake. Jeff Edgers, thumbs up or thumbs down?
I say thumbs up. I mean, that's Steve
that's your
Perry,
era, right?
Steve Perry, you know? I mean, he's not in the show. But, no, you know what this is? This show is like Mamma Mia, except instead of ABBA, you have, like, REO Speedwagon and Journey, and I think they do We Built This City. I don't know. I kind of like the idea of it, you know?
So you might buy a ticket?
Yes, definitely.
And then finally, Jeff, I hear that there's something going on in your hometown or the town you live in now this weekend that you think is worth mentioning.
Well, it's actually, I just have to correct that. I wanted to give everybody a huge jump on this because I know that people are going to be clamoring to get in there, which is it's the weekend of October 16th and 17th.
Ah, so not this weekend.
Yeah, but that's okay. The Arlington Open Studios, you know, and I think we don't spend enough time in our community, you know, looking at art. We go to New York or we go to L.A. or something, and I could actually afford some of this stuff. So that's happening, you know. I mean, you're going to be at Honk all weekend. So next weekend when you need to commune with art, I would go to Arlington Open Studios.
And, of course, open studios are really all over the place now. And it seems like on any given weekend there's something going on in Cambridge or JP. Fort Point Chandel does it. So a lot of opportunities out there for open studios.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much to both of you for coming on. Michael May is a senior editor at the Texas Observer, and he's also a founding member of the Minor Mishap Marching Band in Austin, Texas. Part of that group will be flying up to Massachusetts this weekend to perform at the Honk Festival. Thanks a lot, Michael.
Thank you.
And Jeff Edgers is an arts reporter at the Boston Globe. Thanks again to you too, Jeff.
Thank you. Can't wait to see the banjo.
To learn more about Honk and the other events we just talked about, visit our website, wbur.org/Boston. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.